So I think it's fine to offer, but I would you can either offer it, or you could, for instance, email the reviewer the ebook and then in your note to them offer to send them a paper book if they prefer that format. Now, just one other caveat on that: when you're contacting reviewers, your most important prospects, especially if they don't know you, I would go ahead and send a paper book, because it's a whole lot harder to ignore a package sitting on your desk than an email sitting in your inbox.
Well, that's great, great advice for people. And there is a whole movement, like you say, going on of going more to e-publishing. I keep reading about e-galleys and publishers going to e-only and all this kind of thing. So I can see that it all going that direction, but I agree with you. I'd rather have the printed book and have the package myself. But I may be in the old school here. I don't know.
Well, it's slowly changing.
Dan, let's talk about books that are available only on ebook format. Nikki asked how to get Kindle books reviewed. How does that happen?
Well, if your book is available only in ebook format, it does present more of a challenge because, like I said, there are still a lot of reviewers that only accept printed books, and it is changing, but there's a lot of people who just want that paper copy for various reasons. I think it takes some extra research to identify reviewers that will review a book only in ebook format, and I guess my best advice is that you'll just need to do some research online. I know there are some websites that are specifically focused on Kindle books. The other day I was looking at one called Kindle Obsessed that specifically reviews Kindle books. So they are out there, but it's going to take some more digging to find them, I think.
Well, we're talking here about how to get your book reviewed, and we're not going to be able to cover all the questions that people have. So one of the best resources that people can do is to get a copy of your book, your ebook here, How to Get Your Book Reviewed. Take this ebook for $17, click over on that button and get that and all the bonuses, and you'll be able to be in much better shape and knowledgeable, fully armed about how to get your book out there in the best possible way to get it reviewed at the end of the day. Now, here's a question from Geraldine. She says, I've run into dozens of blog book reviewers who happily accept a copy of the book, give max stars, which is good, and write reviews that basically repeat the book blurb. Do these low-content book reviewers help or hinder book marketing?
Well, I think what she's saying is that the book bloggers are reviewing, they're posting a book review, but they're not really reviewing the book. They're just regurgitating the promotional material, the blurb on the back cover or the press release or whatever. I think, every place you can get your book reviewed helps more people discover your book. So, again, getting it out there is great. And every time she gets that kind of review, she's just getting more exposure for the book. In terms of whether it hinders marketing, make sure that the material you send with it is really good, because that is going to happen. It even happens in printed publications. People will take the press release and basically print the press release. So recognize that that's going to happen, and make sure that the promotional materials, the press release, the book blurb, and so forth is really well written, so that when it does get posted online or in an article or someplace, that it's good and it's going to promote the book for you.
That's really great, great counsel for people there. So several people, since we're talking about book reviews here, have asked for a comprehensive list of book reviewers. Where can they find that list out there, Dana?
Well, I wish I could tell you, but I don't know of a single source. And believe me, I've looked. I spent a lot of time researching my book. I spent a lot of hours online, doing research and looking for things. I have put together a list of sources in my book. I've got links to the major book review journals and literary magazines. And I also found several websites that actually have lists of book review blogs, I should say. So there are some people out there who have compiled lists of blogs that review books, which is, of course, they're not comprehensive in that they cover everyone, but they are a good place that you can save time and cut down on your research time looking for bloggers. So I've listed some of those as well. Really, other than that, the best place to look is Google. You go onto Google, you search for book reviewers, and it helps to search for reviewers in your specific genre. So if you write romance novels, you would be searching for things like book reviews, romance, or book reviewers, romance novels, using the kind of keywords that would get you to the kind of reviewers you're looking for.
Now, as far as a game plan here when it comes to book reviews, what kind of strategy are you encouraging people to do here, Dan? Are you encouraging them to say, okay, I'm going to do this every week, I'm going to take 15 minutes, I'm going to take 30 minutes here, and send it out to three people? Or what kind of plan do you encourage people to do on a regular basis when it comes to book reviews?
Well, if your book is not yet published, I would encourage people to build a review strategy into the launch plan for the book, because those first few months are, prime time. But for a book that's already been out for a while, I think devoting some time each week to look for some reviewers and send them out is a great idea. Absolutely.
Now, we've got several questions about using paid reviews. For example, Judy asks, is it ever worthwhile to pay to get a book review in a top site or a journal? And Stephen wants to know if it's considered ethical to solicit and pay someone to review your book on a site like Fiverr.com. Now, Fiverr.com, isn't that where you pay $5? Isn't that what that site is?
Yes, it's a freelance site where people will do a particular task for $5.
Yes, okay. I thought that's what Fiverr.com was.
Yeah.
So tell me about paid reviews. What's your take on that? Is that a good thing or not?
Well, it's very controversial. On the one hand, a lot of people say that paid book reviews can't possibly be fair, that the reviewer would be biased because they're getting paid to do the review. And a lot of people feel like there are so many other places to get free reviews that you really shouldn't be paying for book reviews. It's not a good use of your money. On the other hand, you've got the people who are saying that, look, reviewers work hard. They spend their time reading the book, writing the review, posting it, publishing it, and so forth, and those people should be compensated for the time that they put into it. I would guess that in the publishing industry, probably most people are not in favor of paid reviews, but it is controversial. My personal opinion is that you should do everything you can to get free reviews first before you think about doing the paid ones. Now, Judy's question was, should you pay to get into top sites or journals? I actually don't know of any what I would consider top websites or book review journals that charge for reviews. Now, there are a couple of cases, a couple of the book review journals that have been around for a long time have actually started sister publications with a slightly different name where they do offer paid reviews, but they're pretty expensive. I mean, I think like $300 or $400, so they're pretty pricey. Another option is there are a lot of book review websites out there that do free reviews, but if you pay a fee, they will move your book to the top of the line and, agree to review it within some certain time frame. So that's a different twist on that. Those are less expensive, and one of the advantages of those is that those folks will often post your reviews in a number of different places, like They might post them on Amazon and on Goodreads and then, you know, different sites that they can post to. But there is one thing you need to keep in mind. Amazon doesn't allow paid reviews, and so they periodically go in and delete reviews from reviewers that are known to do paid book reviews. So, you know, if you're doing it primarily to get reviews on Amazon, just keep in mind that they might not be there long if Amazon decides to delete them. Now, the other part of that question from Stephen, he was asking about hiring a freelancer on a site like Fiverr. And personally, I do not think that is ethical.
Yeah, my take is there's so many great places to get reviews out there without paying and to reach out and touch people that you probably don't need to do that, is my personal take on it, as somebody that's been doing this for a long time. But, you know, Joey asked, and you kind of alluded to this a little bit, Dana, here, when you said that Joey's asking about a difference between fiction and nonfiction when it comes to getting book reviews. So what do you say to this kind of topic out there?
Well, I think that a lot of review venues will review both fiction and nonfiction, but some places that we get reviews are more specialized. For instance, these book review blogs that we've been talking about, those are primarily fiction. I think there are some that do nonfiction, but for the most part, those book blogs are reviewing fiction, and also some of them focus on children's books. So, you know, that's one area where the novelists actually have an advantage over the nonfiction authors, because there are lots and lots of those book review blogs out there. If you're a nonfiction author, I think your focus should be on finding blogs, topical blogs, and also publications that are related to the topic of your book or that are related to your target audience. So, you know, if your target audience is, say, parents, there are lots of blogs out there that focus on parenting. There are magazines that focus on parenting. So you can come at it both ways, either from the topic of the book or the target audience.
Yeah, boy, being right on target is a great thing. And there's so many people that aren't on target that if you are on target, you'll stand out. That's what my take is on that. Mm-hmm. So that if you're really focused on who that reviewer is and who their readers that they're trying to reach, then you're going to reach out to them in a more attractive way than somebody that's just sort of spewing their stuff out there as broadly as they can get it.
Yeah, target marketing is always a good thing. The more tightly focused you are on your ideal reader, I think the higher your success rate is.
That's great. And again, if you're listening to this teleseminar on the replay or whether you're listening to it live, one of the best resources that you can get is to get Dana's book, How to Get Your Book Reviewed. Click over to this page where you can get it right away, How to Get Your Book Reviewed, get the bonuses, download everything, print everything, read it on your Kindle, read it on your computer, however you're going to do that. But just follow up on all these resources that are here, and I think you'll be head above heels over the average author out there just because you've taken the time and the energy to really learn this whole area of how to get your book reviewed and get it out there. Now, Rick asked a question that I think is kind of interesting here. How can you tell the difference between a real book reviewer and someone that's scamming to get books that they can sell on Amazon Marketplace?
Well, that's a very good question. And there are a lot of people out there who pretend to be book reviewers just so that they can get books to sell. They can sell them at their local used bookstore. They can put them up for sale on the Amazon Marketplace, which is where the used books and new books are sold by individuals. So you do need to be careful And it is important to do some research if you're dealing with an unfamiliar reviewer. One thing to keep in mind is that legitimate book reviewers seldom solicit review copies. You know, if they're a legitimate book reviewer, they're probably buried in an avalanche of